So ArcVision for the last 20 years has been in the software business. And then about 2.5 years ago, we spun out a product that we had been developing that's now Avail into a separate company.
And so that brings us right to Avail. What is it? What does it do?
So the way I always describe what we're doing, or at least the initial thought with what we were doing with Avail, was solving what I call the loose content problem. So not only in this industry, but most people, right? If they deal with digital files on their computer all the time, you end up with data stored in different files. And the way that most people around the world still try to manage that is are inside folders. Everybody always sympathizes with, I can never find anything, and it becomes very difficult. So you can imagine as you get massive amounts of information stored that way, it gets very difficult to find it. So we've been trying to solve that problem with what we're doing with Avail, which is to organize and give you new ways to be able to get to this information much more efficiently.
Most of us drive or walk by a construction project, let's say city center in downtown Lexington, we have only a very vague idea at best of all the coordination that has to go on to bring a building up out of the ground. Could you give us some idea of the spinning plates, the moving parts that have to be considered and synchronized?
Yeah, they're very complex projects, right? All of these and the coordination that has to happen, right? It starts at some sort of very schematic design idea phase and then goes all the way through construction. And then even past construction, you move into what's called facilities management, or FM. So really the life cycle of a building like what we're seeing being constructed here in downtown Lexington, you know, we're at the very tip of that. That building will probably be on the ground and being managed for the next 50 to 100 years. So there's really a really long life cycle of the information and everything it takes to manage that all through that process. So, you know, it usually starts in an architectural practice where somebody's doing the design work for these types of things. And then ultimately those designs get translated to somebody that has to figure out how to build it, take that vision and idea and construct it. And then when you're, you know, doing the construction part, it gets complicated about staging of the materials and the supplies and the labor that's on site. And it's really, really complex. I think most people would be amazed if they really saw behind the curtain of how complex all this is. So all that's being compounded by everybody wants it sooner, faster, cheaper. So there's a compression in how to get all these things done, which means all the information needs to be more not only accurate, but at your fingertips and, you know, fewer mistakes and move along faster. The world's population is expected to double by, I think, between now and 2050. So when you start looking at the number of not only housing units, but places where people are going to work and play and all of those things, it's like we're going to more than double the number of those that are on the planet today. So over, you know, a relatively short amount of period of time. So there's a lot of people that are, you know, really looking out over the next decade or two and saying, we can't sustain the way we've been doing this, you know, moving forward. We have to get better at it. We have to get more efficient. So I think what we're doing with Avail is one piece of that puzzle moving forward.